picked up the audio noise of you going to the air bathroom.
This is so edited.
No, there's nothing edited about this.
Yes, there is. Go ahead and play it.
And the anonymous source named John Michaels sent this to me.
He has an agenda.
He said because he wanted me to know what kind of animal I was working across the table from. So, this station, which keeps nothing from the P1s.
That's right. Yeah.
Would like to share this with you. Here is your George Dunham. This is the voice of Texas Stadium. This man is on the Cowboys payroll. And this is how unprofessional he is. Take a listen at George during a candid moment in a recording session up here at the Ticket.
I don't know what we're talking about. No, they don't know either. Sorry, it slipped. It seriously slipped. I bent over and it just went flying out the back. I'm losing control.
That's so edited.
And my flaps. My bombardier flaps. Bombadors. So you couldn't help but laugh at that one. That was a funny sounding one. Let's see. What cowboy related thing can we do? Can we do that?
All right.
That's
wow.
So
that is not edited at all.
No human can make that noise.
All right, then why were you making all those comments afterwards if that was just put in there?
You know how much stuff I record in there? Every day I record. You can edit together whatever you wanted to.
You claim that. I don't understand how something that massive could just slip out, but
so edited. Bombardier flaps. I don't know when I said that.
So there was you only bent over and lost control. You said
there was only one episode of flatulence.
That's all I have right here.
Can we hear it again?
Yes.
I want to listen for edits.
Now listen closely,
P1s. You
can't hear
something that's electronically edited. You can't
George,
hear the edit.
This is the audio equivalent of the Zapruder film, okay?
You can edit tape any way you want it.
Our amateur historian, P1s, will study this and pour over it and dissect it.
Let's just say that this wasn't edited. I didn't give my permission to play this tape. So it's either a lawsuit or it's fake.
No, you were in front of a microphone that was recording for broadcast purposes.
I want to listen specifically for the actual explosion.
Okay.
I want to see just how big of a violation this is or if it was just a smaller one.
I don't know what we're talking about. No, they don't know either. Sorry, it slipped. It seriously slipped. I bent over and it just went flying out the back.
That is so edited. Clearly
losing
edited.
Control.
Losing control?
And my flaps. My bombardier flaps.
All right. That's so edited.
Bombadors.
See, you couldn't help but laugh at that one.
See?
Yeah, it's from something I said like 3 weeks ago in there. I tape with him every day.
I don't, you know, maybe I need to hear it again. Let me give you the benefit of the doubt. Maybe there was nothing odd sounding on this tape.
You're such a bastard. Yeah, I can't believe you're going to play that again.
I don't know. Let's just take a listen, and maybe I misheard it the first two times.
I don't know what we're talking about. No, they don't know either. Sorry, it slipped. Seriously slipped. I bent over and it just went flying out the back.
All right.
I'm losing control. And my flaps. My bombardier flaps. Bombadors.
Okay. Say John is his name? John
yes,
Michaels?
Yes, John Michaels is the man's name.
My lawsuit that I am.
Are you going to sue him, are you?
Yeah, this is defamation of character, clearly.
Perhaps he should sue you for releasing toxic materials into his workspace.
I didn't. He electronically edited something together and is trying to besmirch me by playing it on AM radio.
No, I believe scientists can study that audio and find that there is no alteration.
You know what? We can settle this. We can get both parties in here and take a lie detector. It would be a very easy way.
Would you be willing to do that?
Oh, I'll take care of this in court. Don't worry about that. I'll handle this.
All right, will you keep us updated?
I will keep you updated.
And I can't wait till you go into that courtroom and a jury of your peers, that they play this audio, and we'll see what kind of reaction the court has.
And I will get the...
There's no juror that can keep a straight face listening to this, even if they're trying to act so proper objectively examine the evidence.
And show that this was clearly edited and defamation of character, besmirching, and we'll launch this lawsuit.
Well, I hope he goes through with this, because I would love to sit in the room and watch the jury when they hear the tape for the first time.
Now, I'm here representing Mr. Dunham, and I want to play this audio for you. And I think you will clearly find this offensive and clearly edited.
I don't know what we're talking about. No, they don't know either. I'm sorry, it slipped. Seriously slipped. I bent over and it just went flying out the back.
Yeah.
Courtney, can you send me that? I need to analyze that.
Yes. Okay, I'm forwarding to you right now.
Tom 1310.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, fair enough. So, UP1s, you make
Jerry,
up your mind.
Go ahead, Jerry. You want to get on the lawsuit, too? You go right ahead.
I'm doing a scientific analysis, sir.
Right. Make up your minds as to whether or not you think that
there,
it is
gonna be sued too.
Accurate and true. And email musers@theticket.com.
Not since Mark Folliwell. We had a lawsuit up here, but we're fixing to have one.
What was that over?
The
hardline playday prank call of Folliwell. And he pulled out all of Corby's hair and threatened to sue.
Oh, okay.
Is that the job interview one?
No, that was a different one. I forgot to record that one. I'm so sorry. I prank called him from some station in Utah and offered him a job.
Sounds pretty good to me.
And I gave him all these opportunities to be a good guy. I was like, I know I'm calling you up at work, and I don't know if it's very appropriate for me to call you up at work and offer you a job, but I don't know if you want to hear about this or not.
I'm still listening.
So.
All right. You thank you, Gordo. That is The Corner. It's 9:29 here on The Ticket. We will preview the exciting preseason game number 4 between the Cowboys and Vikings next with the Mickaroo.
That was a pretty big one. It's another one edited.
It's Cowboys football on The Ticket.
Shotgun, Romo, 27 seconds left. Adams a good block, Colombo a block. Romo up and over the middle, Hurd. 45 and left to the 40. And outside to the 35 and down to the 30-yard line.
The preseason plays out in less than a week as the Minnesota Vikings sail into Texas Stadium for game number 4. Tomorrow night at 6, game day coverage begins with Cowboys Countdown to Kickoff, hosted by Bob Sturm and Larry Brown. Play-by-play on The Ticket at 7, followed by the Cowboys Overtime Postgame Show. The regular season begins Sunday, September 7th in Cleveland, and we'll be there. Every game, all season long, is on the official radio home of the Dallas Cowboys. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. All sports, all the time.
Hey, P1s. Gosh. Why is the Gordo's Corner music still playing? Hey, P1s, Gordon Keith here for Grapevine Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Year-end clearance sale now in progress, and I'm joined by Grapey right now. Grapey, who is not a part of any lawsuit right now. You're not suing anybody else at The Ticket, are you?
No. Why would I sue anybody?
I don't know. But Grapey, you guys got huge deals going on right now on all those new 2008 models. But you've got the red tag on them. They're priced to sale. Sale. What?
Sale.
All Ram Quad Cab Lone Stars and STs in stock, 50% off.